Let's go to John in Georgia. Hello, John. Welcome. You're on with Trooper Dial and R.J. Taylor.
Hello.
Good morning.
I got a question. Okay, I've been driving for about 12, 13 years now, and I have a felony conviction in my background. But I have my CDLs, and I have hazmat. Now, when I get ready to, since September 11th, they changed the laws and stuff about hauling hazmat. I'm getting ready to get my own truck and try to get my own authority. How would that cause me a problem? Because they're saying I can't haul hazmat no more.
When did the conviction, how long ago was the conviction?
77, but I'm still on parole. I get off parole next year. But I have a pass drive nation. I've been driving nationwide all 48 states from the state that I've had my conviction in, and I've been driving truck with my travel pass and everything.
Well, here again, chances are you probably never had to go through the background check. And
right.
I don't want to try to get real personal with you as far as what the conviction was. Check with your home state, the state that you're from, and check with them and find out, you know, tell them, hey, I've had a conviction for this offense. I'm still on parole. And get them to tell you whether or not that is going to be a disqualification for a hazmat license.
Yeah, because I ran into a little problem there. I was bringing a little back out of Ohio and just got stopped on, I think it was in Kentucky, I was stopped on a routine check, and I had my placards on and everything. I got all my endorsements and everything except double, triple. And guy, they kind of like helped me up for almost like 2-3 hours. This was after the, you know, the September 11th and the president passed all this. If you got a felony conviction, you can't haul hazmat. Well, the product I was hauling was dye, number red 12 dye, which is flammable in liquid form, but it's a food-grade product.
Mm-hmm.
And by saying I can't haul hazmat because I was in the process of training to haul a low-grade nuclear waste for a company, but then they had to say, well, I can't. They can't hire me no more because I had a conviction.
Well, that's where the problem is this contractor that has the contract with the government to haul the low grade radioactive material.
Right.
Apparently, their contract with the government says that if you have a driver that has a felony conviction, you cannot use him to haul the radioactive material. But the conviction that you have may not disqualify you from renewing your CDL with the hazmat endorsement.
That's what I was wondering, because I had been getting it renewed and everything, but now it's just coming close to me to have it renewed again. And
yeah,
I'm wondering, you know, like I said, I would like to be able to keep that endorsement because I haul everything, flatbed, dry box, you know, reefer unit, and like I said, some food products are hazardous in raw form, just like if you haul a load of acid that goes into sodas,
right?
You know, that's considered hazardous material.
Right, but it could well boil down to this contractor that had this contract with the government. A lot of times in these government contracts, depending upon what you're hauling, they will go in and say and will set out the guidelines for this company if they're going to haul this government contract is, you know, we don't want anybody that has a felony conviction. We cannot let him haul. And that may be why this company had to let you go, because of this conviction. But the conviction itself may not be a disqualifier from you renewing the CDL.
Yeah, that's kind of bad, because it seems like at some point it should end if a person has a felony conviction. It's on their record for the rest of their life, but it's like it's a never-ending debt to society. It needs to end at some point.
John, I appreciate your calling. That helped you.
Check with your home state, John, and find out if this conviction that you have is going to be one of those that's going to disqualify you from having your CDL renewed.
But that's the first place to start, the home state.
Right.
Okay. All right, John, thank you, man, for the call. He just dropped out.